What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Heel Yenzer Wrestling Podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Saturday. I'm going to be coming at you today in two parts. You're going to get double dose of the Heel Yenzer today. You're going to hear the part what I'm doing right now. I'm going to be doing NXT TakeOver Phoenix predictions right now. And I'm going to be doing later on the Royal Rumble predictions. Really excited for both. I enjoy, like I said, Royal Rumble is one of my favorite pay-per-views. And you can never go wrong with a TakeOver. But let's get into TakeOver. Before I do, want to say I'm going to be doing this recording podcast on a different platform. I'm going to be doing it on Anchor instead of Podbean. Anchor is I've enjoyed Anchor. Really excited about doing my podcast on Anchor now. It's a great thing. I recommend anybody that's thinking about doing a podcast, or have a podcast right now, use Anchor. It's very easy to use. They also help you distribute out to many platforms. And also they also have a way to get sponsorships for your podcast as well. So that's really cool. And you'll be hearing the Heel Yenzer more on Anchor. Well, let's get into the first match in NXT TakeOver Phoenix. It will be for the Tag Team Championship. The Undisputed Era taking on the champions will be taking on the War Raiders. Now, I feel they're going to start with the tag team match. I feel every NXT starts with their TakeOver starts with a tag team match. And I think this one's going to be really good. A little bit of history here between these two, and they're finally going to be meeting for the titles. I know they've been saying that the Undisputed Era want to have all the belts, and they want to have all the titles, but I don't see that happening yet, because I do think, and my prediction is, the War Raiders will defeat the Undisputed Era tonight and become the NXT Tag Team Champions. I don't think the Undisputed Era need the tag team belts right now. They can maybe go in a different route, maybe. But a lot of people said they could be getting called up to the main roster. I don't think it's time for them to be called up to the main roster yet. Give them time. I think Adam Cole needs to get a spotlight and get that NXT title, I feel. Maybe get it in New York. NXT TakeOver New York, maybe. That could be a possibility. Yeah, so I'm going to go with the War Raiders winning this match tonight. Becoming the new NXT Tag Team Champions. The next match, I have Cassius Ohno taking on Matt Riddle. I feel that Cassius Ohno is going to put over Matt Riddle in his first takeover tonight. It's going to be not as quick as the first one. It should be a really good match. I'm a big fan of both these guys. I was talking to my buddy Edison about Cassius Ohno, where I could see Cassius Ohno being in the Rumble. Spoiler alert for later on Royal Rumble prediction. I think Cassius Ohno will be in the Rumble tomorrow. But I feel like he's going to do the job tonight and put Matt Riddle over. We'll go with that. We'll go with, I'm going to go with Matt Riddle winning this one. I mean, it's obvious, obviously, so. next match will be for the NXT North American title, which I'm already saying this match might be match of the year. Mark it down. Where you have Ricochet taking on Johnny TakeOver Gargano. I just feel that this match is going to steal the damn show. I think this might get a 5-star, get the 5 tacos, whatever the rating systems they use. This is going to get all of them. This is their, these are two of probably the best in NXT. You always talk about dream matches. I'm not sure if these two ever wrestled before, but this is going to be pretty exciting. This is going to be pretty exciting to see them go, see these two go. The storyline's been very odd with this one. It's like Ricochet's been webbed into this. It's like Tommaso Ciampa has brainwashed Johnny Gargano into thinking that, hey, I'm not the bad guy no more. You should go after the North American title. You don't need this one, but you should be a champion. And I feel that Johnny Gargano is going to come up short tonight. And he's going to fall short to Ricochet, which is going to be it's going to be an instant classic. They're going to put on a hell of a match. Probably going to be matching tonight. Maybe match of the weekend. Candidate for match of the year. Already in January. Johnny Gargano doesn't do wrong. He puts on 5-star matches after 5-star matches. He is Mr. Takeover. So if there's a takeover, Johnny Gargano is going to be on there. The next match is going to be for the NXT Women's Championship, where it will be Bianca Belair taking on the champion, Shayna Baszler. I got Baszler winning this. She is probably one of the most dominant women's champions on NXT right now and since Asuka. And I feel that there's more to tell with her. I feel like Vince, WWE, likes to build somebody up to make somebody else even bigger. Everybody was wondering about Asuka's winning streak. It was to help further Charlotte Flair's legacy. Bianca Belair is going to be here to further Shayna Baszler's legacy. Now, Bianca Belair puts on a great show. She makes an appearance at the Rumble tomorrow. Nothing wrong with that. Or there could be interference where I feel that the horsewomen are going to get involved and help Shayna keep that belt. Maybe prolong it the whole way until WrestleMania weekend takeover. And that's where Bianca Belair can win the NXT Women's Championship. But I mean, man, Bianca Belair is a hell of an athlete also. So I just feel that this could be a great opportunity for her to showcase what she has and come up short. Even if it's not clean. If it's not a clean win by Shayna Baszler. But I got Shayna winning tonight. Going over on Bianca Belair. Now, which takes us to our main event, where it will be the the champion, Tommaso Ciampa, taking on Mr. Aleister Black. This has been kind of a weird build, I guess, because I lost the title. Aleister Black saying he lost the title wasn't fair how he lost the title or anything like that. So it's like, I don't really understand which route they really want to go there with that. If they're going with this. But, and then here's what I'm thinking also. This one was probably the toughest one I had to make a decision on. Because I'm like, is it time for Tommaso Ciampa to lose that title? And I sat there and thought about it over and over again. I'm like, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Are they ready to bring Aleister Black up? But here's why I think why Aleister Black's going to win the title. He's going to win this title so he can drop it to Adam Cole at TakeOver New York. And you can still have, and maybe Johnny Gargano comes out and plays the mind games with Tommaso Ciampa and costs him the title, which can lead to their final blow-off match in New Orleans. Revisit it. You can have a takeover with, I'm just throwing this out here. You can have a takeover now with Bianca Belair versus Shayna Baszler. A rematch of War Raiders versus Undisputed Era. You can then have Ricochet versus Bobby Fish. And then you can have Adam Cole take on Aleister Black. Those are four solid matches. Two rematches. All the Undisputed and Undisputed Era go over in New York. All at the end after Adam Cole wins the NXT Championship. And they're all draped in gold. And it's an NXT Era. And then some teams got to beat them. Maybe they put all the belts up in TakeOver and War Games. But yeah, so I'm going to go with Aleister Black becoming a two-time NXT champion. And with little help and assist by Johnny Gargano, bringing Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Good Guy back to the frame. And there you go. Everybody thinks there's going to be a DIY reunion because everybody loves reunions and everything that way. I don't think it's going to be a reunion of any types. I feel like DIY reunion was them just teasing it. There's not. They are. Tommaso Ciampa is a better heel. Jerry Gargano is a better face. They're going to this. They're going to be the what we always say, fight forever. These guys are going to fight forever. They're going to go to the main roster and fight, just like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn did, and carry it on from there. So, well, that is my NXT TakeOver predictions. War Raiders becoming champs. Matt Riddle getting another TakeOver win. Shayna Baszler retaining her NXT Women's title. Ricochet winning the North America title over Johnny Gargano and probably will be matching tonight and match your candidacy. And Aleister Black becoming a two-time NXT champion. Well, guys, again, let me know what you guys think. In Anchor, if you're listening on Anchor, there's a really cool feature on Anchor also, I get to say. Send me a message. There's a voice messaging thing you can do where you can send me a voice message of your comments. Maybe I'll read your comments or questions on the next podcast. Send me an email at thehillyunzer@gmail.com. Send me questions there. I'll read your questions on the podcast as well. Go to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the Hillyunzer. And also go to the Facebook page, the Hillyunzer Facebook page also as well. Well, guys, thank you for listening to this episode. Be on the lookout for the episode later on today of the Hillyunzer Wrestling Podcast Royal Rumble predictions. Till then, guys, talk to you later. Peace.